The further we get away from the zero patient, the more insane almost everyone around us becomes. They can't accept any reality now. I will guarantee you there are people on Twitter and Pridebook and Reddit, whatever social media they have right now, that are talking about this story and are talking about, yeah, but it was a mild form of death. You know why? They've convinced themselves they're going to get a mild form of death. Whatever that is. It was a mild death. You want another one? Here you go. This is from the Jerusalem Post. No matter how old you are, two shots of Pfizer goo will not last. According to a study. Oh, so you mean he actually looked at some data? Yeah, but they're happy sick people. People jabinified with two shots of Pfizer goo in January and February had a 51% increased chance of contracting the doom in July compared to those who were jabinated in March or April. A team of researchers from KI Institute worked with doctors from KSM Research and Innovation and used data provided by Maccabi Health Services to conduct a retrospective cohort study comparing the incidence rates of breakthrough infections and coronadoom-related hospitalizations. And those jabified toward the later stages of March and April. The study concluded more than 1.3 million records. So it's pretty thorough then. If it's 1.3 million records, and then what does it show? It shows that your precious jab, if it does do anything, it's very ephemeral. So it doesn't last. Would that then mean that your employer will come back on you after reading this and 1,000 other studies that are going to come out that saying this crap doesn't work, unless it's like 2 weeks afterward, and say, yeah, we have a once-a-month booster program. By the by, where's the story at? Is it in the pile that Pfizer's making $1,000 a second? I mean, last week there was a story in Zero Hedge that the founders of Moderna were pissed off that they were only going to be able to buy 200 square mile islands with the loot that they stole from governments across the world via their Moderna mRNA jabination. And so they sued the National Institutes of Health saying, you didn't have anything to do with us. We did it all on our own because we need bigger islands. So the four guys are running around with a mere $400 and some odd million in their pockets and in their banks going, hey, that's not enough. That's chump. That's chump change. We can only buy Venezuela with that. We want Argentina. No, we can only buy French Guinea or Guyana with 400 mil. But with what we deserve, what we should get with our 800 mil, we could buy Argentina. We could buy the damn rainforest if we wanted. $1,000 a second. But that's just a coincidence. Look, they are serving and saving the human race from itself. Oh. Here's an interesting one. Austrian police patrol shops highways hunting for the unvaxxed. They're now hunting people down, physically in stores across new Nazi Austria. People wonder why. How did the good people of Germany, Austro-Hungarian Empire, and Austria, in the Sudetenland, why didn't they try and stop the Nazis Because they promised them booster shots. That's my new answer, is because they promised them booster shots.
We went from, if I see a Nazi, I'm going to punch him in the throat, to show me your papers in 2.2 seconds.
That's right. Good afternoon, old man. What are you doing on the streets? Say the Austrian police. I haven't been outside the house in 2 weeks. I'm just starving. I need some food. Ah, you need the food, old man. Do you have your papers?
I only have enough money to buy bread and milk. Which papers? What papers do you want?
Ah, you do not have not had the commissars. New orders on the papers. You must have the COVID-19 Moderna vaccination records. Old man, may I see some papers?
I do not have the papers.
And then they start beating him. And what are you doing out in the streets, old man, without the papers? This is really happening. And you know what the people, you know what the Prime Minister of Austria says? We haven't locked down hard enough. So this time we're going to really get it. And we're going to force the unvaccinated to comply. Scapegoats. We're all scapegoats now. This is your fault. Have you seen a map of the southern United States lately? And even though they're unreliable, the PCR tests for the corona doom, have you seen who's testing positive these days? It ain't people in the South. Yeah, Dr. Eli David posted this that video that Maggie just threw up in the chat room. Those are Austrian cops that are demanding to see the digital passport of that guy in the store. And they were walking through the store and they were asking everyone they came in contact with.
And if you're caught outside, if one of the Gestapo happened to catch you, you will be given immediately a fine for $1,660.
Yeah, if one of the Corona Doom Gestapo gets you, you get fined. After the government put unvaccinated people under their own lockdown, video out of Austria police shows patrolling shops and highways, checking people's vaccination status. In a move that was confirmed over the weekend, the authorities have now imposed a lockdown that only affects the unjabbed, meaning they can only leave their homes for essential reasons such as food. How did the Nazis get away? How did they take over the entire country of Germany? How did they take over all of Poland? How could they have done? How did they hide the Jews away? Because they asked them for their papers. Yeah, but why didn't the good people of Germany do anything? Because they promised them booster shots. The new rules were introduced as a result of a corona doom spike and soaring ICU patients. Wouldn't it kind of just be easier to find some more beds laying around at a furniture store? Buy a couple extra oxygen tanks? You don't understand, Mike. Don't be making fun of these people. This is serious business. It's serious business all the time when people get sick. But can I please, maybe I'll be the first to do this, can I just please note at this juncture here that there's nothing about health involved in this any longer. It is all. And there certainly is nothing about prevention. You know, for the last year that they've been running around clubbing people over the head and demanding that they become lab rats in an experiment with aborted fetal cells coursing through their veins, just imagine the good that could have been done for everyone. Just to have guys like Dr. Ryan Cole, for example, out giving lectures and talks and pep talks, going to high schools and talking about ILI, influenza-like illness, prophylaxis. Or, here, let's speak English. Let's speak third grade American. Prevention. Could have gone from school to school. Could have gone from church to church. Could have put inserts in church bulletins for that matter. It could have been the subject of television shows. What is a good protective regime, or regiment rather, to beef your immune system up for vitamin D deficiency season? Instead, it's all about the $1,000 per second stream of money now flowing into a corporation that is now bigger than any James Bond villain, movie villain, ever owned. But we're nuts. You know, somebody said that we're stuck with this. No, Maggie told me this morning, she went to Drudge. She goes, even Drudge is getting sick of this. With Biden running around talking about, all right, now I'm going to order all of you after you get your second jab, get ready for your third. When will it ever end? It's never going to end. After France introduced a passport system, video footage showed cops patrolling cafes and bars. Well, you know what people did? You saw what they did in France. They went, okay, we'll just eat on the street then. Well, the Austrians went, we're going to get them in the street too. If you're anywhere but in your front yard, you're a target for us. Okay, these are okay. There was a hearing yesterday on Afghanistan immigrants. We have a couple clips on that. We have Biden explaining why his Build Back Better money will work. Did you see part of the new unconstitutional infrastructure bill? Is this boondoggle they're going to call Interstate 14. We're going to take existing highways. We're going to rip them from the grips of those states that they run through, and we're going to turn them all into Interstate 14. We're going to connect. Now, get this. They're going to connect the Permian Basin with North Carolina. Somebody put the link in the chat room yesterday about this. No one even, this is how far, let me give you a visual of the distance we have now traveled twixt sanity and any connection whatsoever to the U.S. Constitution, which is dead, gone, and buried, and now fully eaten by worms. There's nothing left of it. In 1818, President Madison vetoed what was called the bonus bill. Why was it a bonus bill? It was a bunch of money that was left over from what was raised to raise an army for the war with England that we call the War of 1812. Henry Clay, then Speaker of the House, wanted to spend the money and basically wanted an interstate dirt road system. Massive infrastructure projects, new bridges and what have you. And so Congress was going to appropriate the money and they were going to start building roads. They sent the bill and they said it was a one-off because it was just money that was left over after the war. They sent the bill to the Senate. The Senate happily went along with it, except for John C. Calhoun. And wait a minute, Calhoun wouldn't have been there. Maybe he was. Then they sent the bill to Madison thinking he was going to sign it because he had told them what to do, and they weren't listening. And Madison vetoed the bill and sent it back to Congress, sent it back to Henry Clay, and told him why he vetoed it. So you might ask the question, well, why did President Madison veto the bill? Well, very simply put, he vetoed it because he said there's no power for Congress to appropriate money to confiscate or buy lands and to build roads on them. And that if you wanted to do that, and then what Madison said was propose an amendment to the Constitution, get it out of both houses, send it to me, I'll rubber stamp it, we'll send it out to the states to be ratified. He even gave them the text of the amendment. He told them. He told them how to write the amendment. What did they do? Nothing. So, if it wasn't constitutional in 1818, what has happened since? Well, here, I'll give you a hint.
0.0.
Here's another one. William Franklin Pierce. Franklin Pierce vetoed a very similar bill from the same person, Henry Clay, when he was president, that not only did it have roads and bridges in it, this time Clay wanted a national chain of what they called at the time sanitariums. We call them hospitals. And so they sent the bill to the Senate and they went, yeah, huzzah! They sent it to one of the most underrated decent presidents we had, Franklin Pierce, and Pierce went, nope. And he vetoed it. And he sent it's on my website at mikechurch.com. Go search Franklin Pierce, you'll find it. And Pierce gave him the reasons why. Guess who it was, though, that signed off on roads and bridges and infrastructure? Take a wild guess who it was who finally just went, screw it, we're going to do it anyway. Lincoln. It was Lincoln that funded the Union Pacific Railroad. And it's been all uphill ever since. Now, there wasn't a lot of federal road building until Ike came along and said, for national defense, we have to be able to run from nuclear. He actually said this. We have to be able to run from nuclear bombs that the Ruskies are going to drop on us. And we're going to need to move our bombs from point A to point B. We can't do it on the airline highway, Louisiana 11 or 61. It's just not wide enough, so we need to build the interstate. That is actually, I'm giving you the paraphrase, that is Dwight David Eisenhower's argument for the interstate. So I'm embellishing a little bit, but that's basically the argument. A couple of states sued the Eisenhower administration. Did you know that? Did you know that there was a lawsuit to stop the interstates? Went all the way to the Supreme Court? Oh, you can imagine. You can guess how it turned out. The states that sued lost. And you know why the states sued? The states sued because they said, if we need roads, we already have a system. We can build them. There's a great video 10 years ago on the old station in the old country. I think we played a part of it. A great video about, I want to say it was the USS, it was the United States Interstate Highway Commission. I think that's what it was called. This was basically an agreement that states would go to these meetings, send delegates to these meetings a couple times a year, and they'd put a map out, and they'd go like, hey, for example, LA 11, US 11, starts here in Southeast Louisiana at Lake St. Catherine. It goes all the way to upstate New York. It passes through 15 states on the way. That was done without the interstate highway. Congress did nothing. It appropriated no money, had no say-so in it. But they were able to do this. So in any event, I bring this up because now it's not enough that you have to pay for and maintain this wretched interstate highway system. Now they want to expand it and add another one to it. And instead of getting people back to their status, to their rural areas, instead of getting them back to some form of local agrarian existence where we're only transporting things locally or regionally, and in extreme instances where there are great craftsmen 1,000 miles away building stuff, are we then transporting it from one transcontinentally or whatever the case may be? Instead, it's pedal to the metal, baby. We're going to be making crap in Virginia for people in Texas, and Texas is going to be making for people crap from people in Virginia and every parts thereof. This will continue. Plus, we now have ships using the port of Houston, port of New Orleans, and ports in Florida. There are neocons out there that are cheering us on. This is what capitalism does. Capitalism moves stuff made by communist slave labor in China to truck to be hauled to ports so it can be hauled across the United States and Bezos can make another $10 billion next month off. Hey, that's a great system. Hey, can we replicate that?